Hey there. Welcome to the show where we dive deep into the world of tech, business, and what really matters. Today, we're tackling a hot topic, the cost of AI agents and whether they're truly the budget-friendly alternative to human labor. Let's kick things off with a story that's been making waves in the tech world.
Speaking of waves, let's talk about Jason Calacanis, a well-known tech investor, and his experience running an AI agent. He revealed that the annual cost to operate his AI system was around $110,000. That's a staggering figure, and it's not just about the price tag. It's about how much of that capacity the agent actually uses.
Wow, that's wild. So, even though this AI was designed to handle complex tasks, it's only tapping into a fraction of its potential. This raises a big question. Are we overinvesting in AI systems that aren't delivering the returns we expect?
Absolutely. This case highlights a critical bottleneck for businesses considering AI adoption. The math just doesn't add up for many companies, especially when comparing the cost of an AI agent to the salary and benefits of a human employee.
Let's break this down. For an AI to replace a human, the total cost of ownership, development, integration, maintenance, and API calls needs to be lower than the human's salary. But right now, for tasks that are complex or require adaptability, the numbers don't stack up.
Exactly. And it's not just about the upfront cost. Hidden expenses like integration, ongoing oversight, and infrastructure can eat into any savings. Let's talk about integration first. Customizing an AI agent to fit a business's workflows often requires significant technical investment.
Right. Data preparation, model training, and system integration are time-consuming and expensive. Plus, once it's up and running, AI systems need constant human supervision to correct errors and stay aligned with business goals. That's a lot of oversight for a set-and-forget solution.
And then there's the infrastructure. Advanced AI models demand massive computational power, which translates to high energy consumption and infrastructure costs. For many businesses, that's a deal breaker.
Oh, and let's not forget the real-world example. A company might invest heavily in an AI system to automate customer service, only to find that the maintenance, training, and performance management costs outweigh the savings from reducing human labor.
This leads us to a crucial point. The future of AI isn't about replacement, but collaboration. The near-term reality is that AI will augment human capabilities rather than replace them.
I love that. A hybrid model where AI handles repetitive tasks while humans focus on creativity, strategy, and complex decisions makes the most sense. Think of AI as a tool that's efficient for routine work, but humans bring the adaptability and emotional intelligence that AI can't replicate.
Exactly. Take a small marketing firm, for example. They might use AI to draft content, but rely on human creatives to refine and personalize those drafts. It's a win-win. AI handles the heavy lifting and humans bring the flair.
And let's not ignore the economic barriers. For many businesses, the cost of implementing and maintaining an AI system just doesn't justify the savings, especially in industries where tasks require creativity or adaptability. The ROI isn't there yet.
Plus, scalability is a big hurdle. AI excels at high volume, repetitive tasks, but struggles with dynamic, complex environments. A customer service chatbot might handle thousands of queries, but it can't escalate a problem that requires human judgment.
Right. So businesses need to evaluate carefully whether AI is the right solution for their specific needs. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
That's where ROI comes in. Companies must view AI as a productivity enhancer, not just a cost-cutting tool. The key is to calculate the return on investment based on task complexity, volume, and efficiency gains.
For instance, automating a high-volume, repetitive task like data entry could save thousands. But using AI for low-volume, high-complexity tasks like strategic planning might not justify the cost.
This incremental approach makes sense. Instead of replacing entire departments, companies are exploring ways to integrate AI into existing workflows. It's about testing, learning, and scaling investments wisely.
And that's the takeaway. AI is a powerful tool, but its value lies in augmentation, not replacement. Businesses need to stay pragmatic, focusing on collaboration over replacement.
The future is about finding the right balance between AI and human labor. By leveraging the strengths of both, companies can navigate the complexities of AI adoption and position themselves for long-term success.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, the key is to keep things balanced. Stay curious, stay informed, and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time.
And don't forget, AI is here to help, not to replace. Stay smart, stay strategic, and keep that curiosity alive. End of episode.